When a brother gets up to pray for the meeting that's about to take place, it sinks into my heart each time the words and the thankfulness that we can have that God has brought us together. I'm sure that you're glad that God has brought you here to Red Deer. You know, we only get an opportunity every 2 years to be here. This is a beautiful place. I don't know whether you like this lodge like I do, but it holds many, many memories, as does the other conventions that we have had since the start, clear back in Wetaskiwin, and in fact, other places. I can't remember. It's been many years now. But anyway, brethren, we hope that you have understood everything that you have heard here at this convention. I learned many lessons for myself from here, and I'm going to probably miss a lot in telling you about the discourses and the testimony, the fellowship that we've all had since we've been here. But bear with me, we will do the best we can. We started last Friday night with 7 traits of character of Daniel. And those traits were started with the word chosen. And we find that there was a purpose for Daniel to be chosen, as there is a purpose for you. Daniel had conviction and commitment. He was convinced that what he had learned as a child about his health laws, he could not break. He was committed to them. But Daniel also had courtesy. We pray that when we talk to someone or to a group, that we can talk in a courteous way, a reverential way, if you will. Daniel had confidence that Almighty God would not only watch over him, but his 3 friends and all 18,000 of those that were taken captive to Babylon. He had the courage not to break his vow that he wouldn't eat the king's meat and drink his wine. There was consistency, 7, in Daniel's way of looking at his life and going through his life. And there was rewards, you know. God never gives anything without a reward. Daniel had health, more intelligence, more insight, and more influence. Saturday morning, Brother L. Baumgarten gave us a wonderful welcome address. We were very happy to We could all agree that we were very happy to be here. He welcomed us very well. And you know, only a few really have the privilege, he said, of meeting together. We find that this is very true, and that he said that we must learn the love of God. And isn't that what this whole convention has been about? Love? Have we understood all these things we have learned about love? Brother Ben Sywak was the first to give his thoughts on 1 Corinthians 13:4. He gave us a question, and he said, what has love got to do with being here or with it? In developing love, we find that we must all alike and how true that is. But that should make us think and be blessed that we aren't all alike. We can't blame someone else if they don't see things our way. Love is really action. Yes, it's action. Love knows God. We love one another, and if we love one another, that is, we have God's love. If we knew all things and didn't have love, or if we knew everything and didn't have love, we'd be nothing. So if we have love, my dear brethren, we are passed from life, or from death unto life. Brother Andy Oyster was the next one to talk on 1 Corinthians 13:5 and 6. And his question was, are we loving disciples of Christ? That's a good question. We need to answer that ourselves. And I said, and I wrote on my little note, we should be. We should be loving disciples of Christ. We have the basic love to start with, and as we go along, we learn to love fully. This word agape means much. Love is a purpose and intent. Love. True love changes what? It changes our heart. Love is natural and sincere. However, love is a choice. Love is not inward. I still wonder about that sometimes. I hope my love is inward as well as outward. We must be kind to others, we're told. You know, as we look at the positive, we must look at the positive, that is, and not the negative. He gave several instances, one of Abraham Lincoln and Stanton, and we won't go into this because it's too long, but Stanton hated Lincoln. Lincoln showed him the courtesy, and by the time that they were through, Stanton loved Abraham Lincoln too. Brother Brad Sweeney was the next one to give us his thoughts on the final of these graces of love. And he went into agape love, divine love, a love that conducts itself with not expecting anything from others. Do I have that kind of love? We must have love for our families, for our brethren, for our workers, for our neighbors, even our enemies. Love believes all things. This is godly trust. Love hopes all things. This is an optimism. It rests on the promises of God. Love endures all things, even when I didn't write this thing. I'm sorry. But anyway, we'll go on with that. I think you got the point. I hope you did. And so we learned a lot about these 1 Corinthians 13, clear down to the 7th through the 7th verse. I got a lot out of it. We hope you did too. Brother Raphael Nemcek was next, and he gave us his thoughts on daily bread, daily bread. And, of course, he brought it to our attention from Matthew, the fourth chapter, verse 4, where, you know, God said, it is written, or Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You know, he pointed out that many make a loaf of bread, many grains. And bread is a life support, isn't it? It really is. So is God's word a life support? Yes, of course. Are we feeding our new creation daily? Yes, good question. We can't have less respect for God's word in any way. We must be hungry for God's word. Brother John Freer was next, and he talked on, how is your new creation doing? I thought that was quite interesting. How is your new creation doing? Is it real or is it wrecked? And he brought scriptures to our attention, such as Romans 6:11. And it is real, brethren. Yes, it is. He brought many, many scriptures to our attention on this new creation that we have. It is a new creation. It's a new creature. A new person. Brother Brian Jacobowski was next. What is truth? What is truth? He gave us a review of truth. Confirmity of fact. Acts 17:11. 1 Corinthians 3:15. 1 John 4:1. And then he said this, and I thought it was quite interesting. Truth is not absolute. I didn't quite understand that. And then he gave us the scripture on this, 1 Corinthians 8:2. And then he gave us many more scriptures. And, you know, he pointed out, of course, that the question was the one posed by Pilate to Jesus. When Jesus spoke about the truth, and he said, what is truth? And so, they have through Jesus, he told them. And on Sunday, we started out with a talk by Brother George Balco. Adding to your faith. How do we add to our faith, brethren? How do we add? And what is faith? And he pointed out, of course, 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 1 and verse 6, and what the Apostle Paul said about faith. Add to your faith, from 2 Timothy 1:5. Faith, things not seen. We must grasp a whole great and precious promises. We must trust the essence of faith. Our faith must be tested. Our faith must be tested. You know, if we're going to fulfill our vows of making a covenant by sacrifice, we must be tested. And are we ready to be tested? You know, there's only one God and one mediator between God and man. And we must come to a knowledge of the truth? No, an accurate knowledge of the truth. Yes, he says our faith is tested. And he brought scriptures how we can increase our faith and how faith and about faith and works, which I thought was quite interesting because, brethren, we do have works to perform. Brother Peter Morrow gave us the next talk, and you know, he said, Brother Carlton, he says, I'm going to give a talk you've heard. And I said, how many times can you give the same talk? Because every time a brother gives a talk over again, you get more out of it. You should get more out of it. Do you believe this? Well, can you wait just a moment, or just a minute? This is designed to appeal to our five senses. Why should we wait? Why should we wait? Well, he pointed out many reasons why we should wait. To live in love and harmony. Is God, he said, a plan? In God's plan, is it a timetable? I thought that was good too, a timetable. Yes, it really is a timetable. And he pointed out how Noah took 7 days that he was in the ark, or that before the ark, or before the flood, and then 40 days in the ark. Asking, when will the church be complete? When, we don't know when the church is going to be complete, but we do know that we have to wait a minute. Wait an hour. Wait a year. Wait 10 years. Wait 50 or 100 years. We don't know. But we do know it's coming. What if the enemy desires to thwart God's plans? Can he do it? No. Of course not. Can you wait just a minute? Are we in a hurry with God's timetable? You know, we can wait longer, brethren. If we can wait a minute, we can wait 5 minutes. And if we can wait 5 minutes, we can wait a long time. Well, Brother Peter went on with a number of things that we must have and we must wait a minute for. A lot of scriptures. Brother John Freer was next, and he said, Brethren, are you ready? I hope I'm ready, but sometimes I think, Brother Carlton, you're not ready. You need a lot more training. We must sanctify ourselves. Our hearts need to be tested. We are the firstborns, brethren, antitype here of the church. In the tabernacle, Aaron and his sons represented the church. And John pointed out that in Leviticus 8, this was a picture of the Holy Spirit. Now, when Joshua went into the promised land, he pointed out, he was told that the Lord would do wonders, do marvelous things. Did he? Of course. Of course he did. Yes. Brother Raphael was next. Pay attention. Pay attention to reading. I thought that was quite interesting because how much reading do I do every day? How much reading do you do every day? Is it necessary? Yes. 1 Timothy 4:13. The Bible was not read for a reason only. You know, he pointed out that how the Bible used to be chained, that no one could read it. Only the priest could read just a portion of it at a time. And this was to be followed, what he said of that. It's not easy to read in old, it wasn't easy to read in olden times. But today we have many things that we can look to, such as TV, the internet. So we don't need to read, is that? No. To get really the facts, we need to study the Bible. What should we read? Well, he pointed a number of things that we should read out of the book of God. Is it important to read? Absolutely, it's important that we read. Do we read enough? Probably not. We should. We should read more. Well, brethren, I don't like it. We've come to the end of the convention. Have you understood what you've heard? My prayer for all of you is that you have and that I have. We've been listening to the Word of God. We have had wonderful, sweet fellowship. Let it always be sweet fellowship with whoever we come in contact with. Let us sing together. I changed the hymn. Look on your bottom of your program and you're going to see 64. That's always what we sing. But you know what? We can sing it. In fact, maybe we'd better sing both of them that I like. First of all, we can sing 64, and then we'll sing 84. I like 84 brighter. Okay. So, sister, if you'll come forward. And we'll sing both of these. And in closing, it is my prayer for all of you that the Lord will give you His blessings. As you leave this place, remember what you've heard. Remember what the fellowship that you've had. And remember, come back. If it's the Lord's will, please come back. We thank the brethren here that put on this convention from Red Deer. We give them all the praise that we can give them. We thank you all. Lord bless.
Just maybe, well, Brother Carl, can you close the convention with a word of prayer and then we'll sing the hymns?
All right, I could do that. Thank you. Let us pray, dear brethren. Our Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy holy and most precious name. Thank you, Father, for the greatest gift that you could ever give, the gift of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we have been privileged to be here this weekend. Thank you, Father, for everything that you have granted to us, the wonderful fellowship, the words of truth that have come from your holy word. Oh, dear Father, how can we thank you enough? We ask, as we leave here, that you will guide us, keep us under your care, give us a good trip home to wherever our homes are. Be with those who are traveling right now. And be, Father, be with all who are going through any trial or difficulty. Give them the strength, the courage, and the faith that they all now need. Father, thank you again, and may your kingdom soon come, your will be done on this earth as it is being done in heaven. Amen.
Thank you. Lord.